Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So they send you away. You have to be sensible.
And I know you want to go through the stack before Sam hands it to me every single day. I want the record to reflect. R.E., the last story we had in the 3 o'clock hour,
right.
That was a Sam addition to the stack. I did not put that in there.
It's a health segment.
It's normal.
I put the most important, informative stories that I can find in the stack. And if that has to do with number two,
okay, thank you,
that's
Sam.
My duty.
That's
nice.
Get out.
Well,
well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Drop it?
Is 635 back open?
We're going to dump you from this show.
Okay. He's swinging.
Get out.
For the cycle.
No, it is not.
635 is closed. And you might be wondering why. Oh, let me paint the picture.
Why is 635 closed, Dana?
Someone dropped their load, Scott.
Oh.
Again.
See, it's important to talk about.
A gigantic piece of industrial equipment, quote, broke loose and landed on 635 Thursday afternoon. Thank God no one was killed. This thing is the size of a very, very large car.
What is it?
It looks like it's the size of an airplane engine.
Looks like a big turquoise ball.
I don't know of it's a mass of metal and rods and all of those things. The Kansas Highway Patrol says both ramps from eastbound and westbound I-70 to northbound 635 are closed while crews clear that scene. A photo shared by the Highway Patrol shows the massive teal-colored piece of equipment lying on its side in the roadway with debris scattered across multiple lanes. Thank God no injuries were reported, quoting here from the Highway Patrol. Load securement is important. Please make sure your chains and tie-downs are strong. Luckily, no injuries. It's going to take some time to get this cleared. Who is missing a 9,000-ton teal piece of equipment?
How do you not know that it just fell off
the
back of
your
truck?
How do you not know the earth would have
moved?
Oh, you know.
When this thing hit 635.
I ain't going back to it.
Good God.
Yes, I just confirmed with the traffic cameras. It is still very much shut down.
Really?
Do they go after whoever was driving that did not tamp that thing down? This is why, when I am in traffic, I will never get behind a truck ever, because I know 99.9% of the people hauling
flatbeds.
Yes, and I know 99% of people hauling things on flatbeds are perfectly
safe.
They are responsible. They don't want to kill 900 people just trying to get home from work. But I don't trust a one of them. I don't, because the one time I got behind something like that would be the one time, closed casket, that thing comes flying through my windshield.
Or maybe you're driving down I-35 and there's a guy with a bunch of metal that looks like he's taken to the scrapyard, and he has one strap on the back of it, and a stand-up freezer comes flying at you.
Yep. That's the one thing on that self-drive I can't stand. The car will always, on a highway, put you back in the right lane, far right lane. And it even if there's a semi in front of you or a flatbed.
I thought you didn't use it in the city.
I don't very often because of that. Because when you're driving, Scott, and you see up ahead, there's one of those trucks hauling like the cars that are stacked like a failed game of Jenga.
Oh, I will never get behind
any of
those.
I'm like, get away from me. I want to give you plenty of room. I'm sure those cars aren't going to come flying off there, but I don't know.
Yep.
So I go around it. Secure your load.
The one that always scares me is the ones that are carrying all of the underground piping. And the pipes are on the truck long ways, so you're looking down them as you're driving behind it. How do I know one of those isn't going to fly out and just go straight through my chest?
Here's the other one, rebar. Have you ever been behind rebar? That they haul the rebar this way.
I know better.
So I know it. Like, get me out of here.
Okay. Story here from the New York Post. Viral footage shows a corpse falling out of a casket.
Oh, God.
As it's being carried by pallbearers to its final resting place in Guyana. The pallbearers lifted the sky blue casket out of the hearse and had only taken a few steps on a grassy bank when the mishap happened during Sunday's bungled funeral service. Mourners at the ceremony held in the South American country screamed in horror as the body fell out of the casket from underneath. The casket bearers scrambled to put the body.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Body back inside.
No.
You gotta secure the load.
Exactly.
No. See, exactly. Where I think the pallbearers went wrong here is they walked forward and then set the now bottomless casket down on the ground and then addressed the situation. Would you not just set the casket straight down?
On top
Nothing
of the
to
body.
See here, people.
Yeah, we'll fix this later.
Slide some cardboard underneath.
There's a group, this was in my stack earlier this week, and we just didn't get to it. There's apparently a 20-acre, it's like a field, like a hay field, in a rural part of Minnesota.
Okay.
And a group for years has been trying to open that as a, quote, green cemetery, where you could, theoretically, tell your loved ones, just plop me down over there.
In the soil,
in
no
the soil.
Box.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And as you can imagine,
you're going to be eaten by bugs. Yeah,
neighbors are like, could we not do that over here?
Sign me up.
I wouldn't be opposed to that because I was planning to be cremated for the very reason that I don't want my body just rotting in a box.
Neighbors quickly rallied against the proposal, raising fears about groundwater contamination, wildlife disturbing the, quote, graves, and falling property values. This has been in court for years. They're fighting over this thing.
How do you know that when you're digging the hole to put somebody in,
someone else isn't already down there?
And recently,
100 dig right.
Right, there would have to be a marking system for that,
like
some sort of grid.
Okay, to dig here. It was 10 years ago that we last put somebody in here.
Yes, absolutely.
And chances are they're completely gone.
It's just south of Duluth, by the way, if you want to look it up. People are not.
What do you want done with your body when you're dead?
I absolutely am cremation 100% of the way.
And let me guess, a golf course.
I don't know.
Hole seven.
Here's what I don't want to be.
CCL hole seven.
I was over there last weekend. I'm not so sure.
Is it hole seven or hole four?
Seven.
Seven, yeah.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want to be in some urn, weirdly, on some mantle where the kids walk by and they're like, hey, there's mom, you know, and then, you know, like that scene in Meet the Parents where the cat urinates on the ashes.
Yes.
I think it's best just to
kitty litter
scatter. Yeah, I really do. Wherever that is, some peaceful place, find me a garden. I don't care, but I don't want to take up room and I don't want to be in some $10,000 steel box below ground.
I definitely don't want to be in an urn. Well, temporarily, because the band Kiss has a Kiss urn. Of course they do. Because they'll put their name on anything and sell it. Because they're just greedy. But whatever. I would like to be in a Kiss urn for like a year. And
you want us to exhume you and transplant you somewhere else?
No, I'm going to be in the urn. I don't want you to bury it in the ground. You just keep it in the basement or something.
Okay.
And then somebody come over and get me.
You want us to come by and look at it?
No, not necessarily. You don't have to. I live in your hearts, not in the basement.
Okay.
And I would like for somebody to come over and get me and then drive me down to a beach, like in Gulf Shores or in Florida somewhere, and just sprinkle me on the beach. Because let me interrupt, Sam. Sorry. And we've had this conversation before. My ashes are only going to be important.
One generation.
That's exactly right. And then at some point, I end up in Deffenbaugh. And I'd rather be on a beach than at Deffenbaugh.
I firmly believe we need to bring back the Viking burial.
What is that?
Yeah. No, that's the fire over the water. And
ooh, that's sweet.
Put me on a wooden canoe, fill it up with a bunch of highly flammable things.
Yeah.
Set me on fire, send me down the river, and have a feast.
Would you play "This Girl Is on Fire" when you did it?
No, because I'm a guy.
When we get back.
Fire burning by
of
Sean
all
Kingston.
The things that could get you banned from like a Worlds of Fun or a Six Flags, I will tell you why one man has been banned from all Six Flags parks for life.
Really?
And it's the silliest little thing.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.